Welcome to episode 192 of the Uncore Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Adam.
And we're here to talk about the news going on in the gaming scope.
All right, Dan, I think you know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how you're liking Fallout. I've heard some things. You want to go ahead and talk about it?
I haven't had the most time. I've actually pretty much played it exclusively today.
Okay. What's your thoughts so far?
I've actually been liking it. It's been a little buggy. I did have to quit out of the game once because it froze on me.
I heard about that.
But outside of that, I've actually enjoyed it. I don't know why people were hating on it so much. I have been playing it with another person.
Yeah, you
primarily
have to.
Being Gale. And it's just kind of fun being able to go through like Fallout, going through these abandoned buildings, but kind of have a little bit of a tactical sense to it. It's kind of like, all right, I'm going to clear left, you clear right, and we'll clear out the building and stuff like that. That's been really fun.
Yeah, I've been looking into it. I mean, so a lot of people are complaining about, they're saying that it's better for PC and that the frame rate isn't as good and they're having problems and they just they're progressing and then all of a sudden they just get kicked out, completely. And then the other thing that people are complaining about is, how realistic it is. People are already complaining about, on Red Dead, how realistic it is. You have to eat, you got to shower. But on this one, you got to stop what you're doing, purify water, get meats, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, When I talked about it from the beta, I said I was kind of annoyed by it. But playing through the game, once you kind of get that mindset that you have to actually get used to using this stuff, which is something you never really had to do in the other Fallout games, I think that's part of the problem. But, it's actually not that hard to stay on top of it. It really isn't. You can get food almost anywhere. Water is really easy to pick up. You don't have to purify. You can just boil it and, make teas out of it and stuff like that and get, your water pumped up pretty good. You can get perks that, reduce the amount of times you need to do it and or how much the water and the food goes and stuff like that, so you can get perks to make it easier. So far in my all day playthrough, it was a little annoying at the beginning because I was super starving and thirsty and hungry all the time, and then once I got used to actually keeping that in the back of my head, I haven't had a problem with it at all. I think a lot of the complaints are coming from people expecting this to be a single-player Fallout.
Yeah, the hardcore.
Yeah. It was never going to be a single-player Fallout.
I think they knew that, but they still, they thought, there was some hope that it was going to be that. Even though they said it wasn't, there was no NPCs.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I actually do enjoy it so far. Again, I'm not super deep into it. We did walk into an area where we just got destroyed. I was kind of all right, we got to run away from this area and try to get our stuff run away. Which again, like I said, it's kind of like that MMO, that old school MMO feel of sometimes there's parts that you just got to come back to later when you're stronger because they're going to wipe you out.
Yeah. Are you liking the building?
I haven't done too much on the building. It's not that huge of a requirement. It's not something you have to jump into.
But people do, the people that do it, they like doing it. They take pride in, oh, shit, look at my camp. One thing I was going to ask you is, so if you put all that time and energy into that camp, the next time you log on, it's not going to be there, right?
No, it is there.
It is.
If you log into the same world, it'll be exactly where you left it. But I think you can randomly log into other worlds, and if that spot is clear, it'll still be there. But if it's not, it'll pack up your camp and you could rebuild it somewhere else, and it'll everything that was in your camp will get stored into its own separate tab and you just plop it out for free.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of empty. I just think since it's so buggy, they probably should have waited, but I think after a few updates and the servers get a little better, it should be good. I'll get it once that happens and a price drop.
The price drop. Like I said, It hasn't been too buggy. It's mostly been, I would say, yeah, like server side things, like it, just little hiccups in the data flow. But outside of that, I've had a pretty bug free experience with it so far. I've been having fun. It's Fallout was always funnest with me when somebody was kind of like hanging out and we were like, oh, what's over there? Let's go check this out. Like, oh, what's in that building? Stuff like that. Now I can actually do that in the game with somebody.
Yeah, that is cool. Like, I do like that aspect of it. Like, that's what makes me want to get it, that you can just go around and, like, with a party and, like, search, and then you're like, oh, shit, like a horde of, like, mutant zombies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. An update on myself. I did give in to the Xbox, or I'm sorry, to the PlayStation Classic.
You did. You got your hands on it, huh?
Yeah.
Get that pre-order GameStop?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. It wasn't letting me do it online. But anyway, yeah, I just did it through there. But a lot of people are hating on it. A lot of people are saying that they're just not going to get it, or they're just going to get it, and or they'll get it once they find out if it can be hacked. But a lot of people are just saying no to it. So do you think, this is my question, do you think they will be readily available? Like, you can just walk in and you can just buy one.
It's kind of hard to say, really. I mean, like, I think some places are still sold out on, but obviously, like, you were able to get one. I think it's been, like, pre-orders for, like, a month or two at this point, so.
Yeah, because people are canceling.
Yeah, I just don't know to what degree. Like, I see a lot of people complain about them saying, like, oh, yeah, I hate this, but I'm still going to get it because it's going to look cool.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are getting it for nostalgic purposes.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like why I'm getting it. I'm going to get it because it looks cool. And yeah, I'm probably going to hack it.
Well, I'm buying it too because I do a lot of traveling. And I can't, like, it's just like I don't want to take my PlayStation with me. And, like, this thing is cool. Like, you can just be packed up. It's tiny. It's got, you know, two wires and a controller. Like, it's easy.
Yeah.
My other question about it is, all right, so I was looking into the Japanese one. If I were to buy a Japanese one, is Parasite Eve going to be in Japanese?
I don't know.
I've been trying to look online and I can't get an answer.
Yeah, me neither. I cannot find any answers to that. Because if most of those games were in English, yeah, I would get a Japanese one, hands down.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was singing out of tune. But the only other thing that would stop it, even if it were in English, would be the shipping fees.
Oh, that's true. That would be kind of
bad. It doesn't weigh that much, so it might not cost too much because I've ordered like clothes from Japan before, and like it's like maybe like $20.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't take the risk. I would, maybe after it came out, people would be able to check that out. I would assume it's going to be in Japanese because it is for a Japanese market.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do it otherwise.
Well, because, like, I don't know. I never played Parasite Eve, so I don't know if there's any voiceover or if it's all, like, written text.
It's as far as I can recall, it's all written text.
Okay. I am kind of... I did play, like, Resident Evil Director's Cut back in the day. Like, I really can't remember much, just, like, the mansion. If you go outside, the dogs will get you.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not that memorable to me, but, I mean, whatever. Like, I'm kind of, like, looking forward to going back to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it created the horror genre as we know it today. So you gotta respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people are mad that Silent Hill wasn't on there either.
Yeah, and I can understand that because I mean, the first Resident Evil has been redone so many times. You can get it on the PS4, like the HD version of it that came out on the GameCube and stuff like that, like.
Yeah, that's another thing. People are saying, like, well, okay, fine. You can argue, like, licensing issues, right? But then those games that could have been on the console are on the PSN networks. Like, so that doesn't make sense. So a lot of people are just saying that they're lazy. And then, which brings me to my next point, that they did not show up to the conference this year. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean the PlayStation Experience?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they said no.
They said they're not going to show up to that.
Like, so everybody's saying that they just felt like, oh, we should follow the trend and we should just release this little this little turd, so we have something to give them, and then that's it.
I mean, they are a pretty giant company, so anything's possible, but at the same time, they also know how bad it is to get on people's bad side, so I don't think they were, like, intentionally doing it as, like, a whatever, give these peasants something to suckle on.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, that, like, oh, yeah, that's another thing. So people are complaining about, like, the PlayStation Classic that, like, so people that have got their hands on it, they're like, look, there's no borders, like, when you're selecting, like, in between games. There's no, like, game manuals. If you want the manuals, there's a code, and then you enter that code online, and then you look at the manual on your phone.
Yeah, that I don't understand why that's the way it is.
Yeah, because on Nintendo and all that other stuff, from what I've heard, that, like, they have, like, the information, like, the day it came out, like, the artwork, like, the Japanese artwork, the American artwork.
Yeah, I don't know much about the artwork, but I know they have the manuals. At least the Super Nintendo one has the manuals, like, in the system. I mean, here's the thing. The thing that disappointed me the most about this when I heard about it, but also is, like, the main reason why I know it's going to be hackable, like, day one. The system is running off of a open source emulator.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah, which might have some reason as to why they didn't put the manuals in there and stuff like that. Maybe they didn't want to spend the time trying to figure out the code to make that work inside of the emulator that they hopefully paid the guy for. I don't know.
That's why everyone's saying it's a lazy move.
It is a surprisingly lazy move in that regard, especially since they technically have an emulator because they've been putting these games out on the PlayStation 3 and Vita, and that would be an emulator. So I don't know the reason behind that. It's a very strange piece of information when that came out. And, like, yeah, this thing probably did not need to be $99, considering all the work they put into it.
Yeah, that was the other thing. But to be honest, if I hack it and something happens, it's just $100. It's not like the end of the world, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like the risk to me in hacking it, it's like it's the smallest percentage of something going wrong.
I mean, bottom of the barrel is all these things coming out, stuff like that. I kind of just want a mini PlayStation 1 console that plays games.
Yeah. And then people are also, I saw that people are making like Kickstarters, and they have like prototypes ready, and it's basically, it's just it looks like the PlayStation console and everything, they're selling it. And then you pop open the top, and then there's a spot where the little SD chip goes in, and then you can just play it like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Another thing about mini consoles, I heard that the Nintendo said N64 Mini or Classic, not happening.
Yeah, absolutely not happening. I believe it was Reggie from Nintendo North America that said that. He went along the lines of saying the Nintendo and Super Nintendo Classic were just a stopgap between the Wii U and the Switch, so people could play their favorite old school games, kind of like something to give the fans. But now that the Switch is out, all those games are going to be coming to the Switch, so if you want to play them, buy a Switch. Which kind of, like, it's weird, because everybody's like, oh, Nintendo understands what gamers want, they understand what these consoles mean, stuff like that. But then at the same time, they say something like that, which seems like they did not understand that people wanted it because it was a mini version of the console and easy to pick up and go.
Yeah, he should have said, like, it was something, it's something in the future that we will do, or, like, we are considering doing, because any mini console made right now, people are going to buy it.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of consoles, dude, so I don't know if you heard about this, but Square Enix has officially, through leaked documentation, stated that they're working on a AAA, AAA console for the PlayStation 5. AAA game for the PlayStation 5.
I don't understand. So what is it going to be? Is it going to straight up just be a 4K like console, like off the bat, right? Like, what's it going to do? Like, how can it get better?
Oh, actually, Charlie, who's been on the podcast before, you guys might remember, he did tell me that he came across, like, apparently there was linked specs for their PlayStation 4 console, and this is what he was able to tell me here. A Zen family video card, which means nothing to me at this point, 12 gigabytes of DDR6 RAM, and a CPU that has 6 cores. When I heard that, what are your first impressions when you hear that? These are just speculation. Somebody says that they saw a document, something like that, has this information on it.
So wait, what's the memory going to be? What is it, like terabyte or what?
The storage space, he didn't have any information on that. It was the RAM. It was 6 gigabytes of, no, wait. 12 gigabytes.
If 12 it's gigabytes. Next gen has to be mandatory. It's got to be terabytes.
This is the RAM memory, not the physical memory.
Yeah.
The RAM memory was 12 gigabytes of DDR6 RAM.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem right because it doesn't seem powerful enough.
Yeah, like what is their next jump gonna be? Like, I don't know. I don't really see. I mean, I don't know. I thought the same thing about the PS3 to the PS4, and then I saw it. So
it's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I couldn't picture it. I was like, oh, this is like the best it's ever gonna get.
Yeah, I mean, like, he also told me that, like, the post, the person that found this information also mentioned the PSVR 2.
They need to sell me on that because I feel like they're just giving up on it. What?
I mean, the people that have it seem to enjoy it. PSVR is, well, I mean, the same thing's true with the Vita, too, right? People that have the Vita enjoy the Vita, and look what happened to that.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the Vita. They have some good games, but I would never tell someone they need to go out and buy one because I enjoy, like, 2 games off there. But those 2 games are really, they were really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a pretty broad gamer in the games that I enjoy playing, so I actually got a lot of use out of my Vita. But, people that are, like, into sports games or shooter games or, like, a specific genre, yeah, unless you're into RPGs, probably not going to be a lot for you there.
Yeah. I mean, because, yeah, on my Vita, like, I play games where, you know, you'd have to grind, craft, and then, yeah, get really, like, involved in it. But back to the PS5, I don't know, like, when do they plan on releasing it? Not next year, right? There's no way. Not, like, next holiday season?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's at least, 2 to 3 years away?
I think maybe 2020. I can see 2020 being released it. But, I mean, speaking of releasing it next year, I mean, PlayStation's not going to be at E3.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why, like, okay, fine. Like, there are other games coming out on that system. I don't understand. Like, people want to know. Why are they just keeping it a big secret? They could just show up and be like, yeah, here's some, like, still images, or, like, here's the demo you played last time just to get you, like, hyped, and, like, here's, like, a slight more information about that game.
There's a couple ideas floating around as to what this actually means. Because if you notice, in 2018, Xbox wasn't at E3, technically.
Nintendo no one noticed.
Nintendo hasn't been at E3 for a while. So this just means that it could mean that, not that Sony's not going to do a conference showing off all their stuff, it's just that they might not do it at E3. They might follow like the other guys and do their own thing just around the same time.
Hmm. Hey, do you remember, I like, it feels like it wasn't that long ago when they were teasing the PS4. Do you remember it was like a big deal and they're like, they're going to show the controller today. Are they showing the console? No, they're going to show the controller at, like, 2:30.
Yeah.
No, I went into a GameStop, and they're like, yeah, they showed the controller off. I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like, hell no, don't tease me with that shit.
To be fair, the mock designs that were on the internet were atrocious. That boomerang thing.
They're always horrible. What did it look like, the Saturn controller?
I think people were just relieved that it wasn't the boomerang design that was on the internet.
Dude, yeah, there were some bad ones. Like, I don't know why people are going to think it's like the jump is going to be some crazy controller.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
I mean, exactly.
Do you think they'll keep the same design, or you think they'll follow into like the Xbox tilted stick design?
I don't like that, but I've had friends that have before you could, like, it was an option, they would kind of like mod it out themselves because like they like the Xbox controller over the PlayStation.
Yeah, I don't understand why people like that one so much.
The stick up and then the other one down. Like, I don't know. It's too weird for me.
Like, I can use it fine. Like, it's not a problem for me. It's just, like, I don't know why that one is so much more preferable to people than the other one. Like, why putting the stick up changes it so much, you know?
Yeah, but then again, one of my favorite controllers that a lot of people hate on, it's the first Xbox controller. I liked that thing.
That thing was gigantic, dude.
I know, I liked it, dude. I think that's why I like the Dreamcast controller so much.
It was like the same size, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I just liked it, dude. I like the bulkiness of it.
All right. That's fair enough, man.
I remember I was a kid one time at a Fry's, and then I tried the Jaguar, and I was like, oh, this is going to be like next level. Look how many buttons this thing has. No, that thing was a mess, dude.
Yeah. Oh, did you pick up the Duke controller? It was a remake of the original Xbox controller?
No.
Did you hear about it?
No, are they releasing it on like all platforms or just Xbox?
I think it's a USB controller. I think it's primarily designed for Xbox, but I think you can use it for like a PC controller or something.
Okay. I mean, I don't play PC, but if I did, that would probably be one.
You might be able to use it for your PS4 controller if you wanted to, but it's like the guy who made the Duke controller came back. It's like, all right, I'm going to remake it, basically.
No, if I was going to use it, I would want to get together with like a bunch of dudes, get a bunch of food, have like 3 TVs going, 4 controllers for each Xbox, and then Halo 1 party. LAN party. You can talk shit and hear the other guy from the other room. Those were the days.
Yeah, those are pretty good times.
Did you ever go to LAN parties?
I went to a couple. My brother was really into them, and he'd take me along. He'd get really mad at me.
Why? Those things were fun, man.
Cause I had hypervision playing the Halo against him or something like that. Like, I could see him across the map on the smaller maps. I see this like little like black line. I was like, oh, that's weird. What is that? I'm just gonna shoot at it, and then like I'd kill him. He'd be like, what the hell? Why are you cheating? I was like, you're on a different TV. Like, what are you talking about?
You're screen cheating. You remember that?
Yeah.
Screen cheating.
Oh, man. So many people are like, oh, no, yeah, it's part of the game. I was like, no, it's not. You damn cheater.
Well, like, if you're playing with, like, 4 people, and then you guys are all playing on the same TV, it doesn't matter if you're good or not. They'll just be like, oh, no, you're screen cheating.
Yeah, they will. They will. There.
It's like, if for anybody who's listening, and they don't understand, picture you're in a pool and you're playing fish out of water and you open your eyes. If you catch them and they accuse you of that.
So people are like, I was like, oh yeah, they don't know what screen cheating is. Pool out of water? What the hell is he talking about? I still don't understand.
Fish out of water, you know, people open their eyes underwater and they catch somebody and they're like, oh, you opened your eyes. It's like, no, I didn't.
I would have gone with, like, Marco Polo. Do you think that's a more universal game?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Marco Polo. You know, I am drinking right now, but I meant to say Marco Polo. So it's like you play the game Marco Polo. I also haven't been swimming in a very long time. yeah, and then not fish out of water. That's just a term during Marco Polo. But when you play Marco Polo and you open your eyes, and then you didn't, but they just accuse you of it because they suck ass at it.
All right.
Yeah.
Get this, dude. So, the United States Army, right? Gotta respect them for what they do, the job they do, and stuff like that. They're getting into esports, homie.
Oh, dude, I think I heard something else even about that. I think some high schools or colleges are offering that as, like, an elective sport.
Yeah, but now it's the U.S. Army. Because apparently they want people to see soldiers, you know, in a different light, you know? It's like people like to have fun and play games and, like, reports, some people say that, like, their recruitment numbers have not been high lately. So this might be, like, a way of, like, hey, kids, be in the Army. You can play esports. It's cool.
So if they had, like, Call of Duty and, like, PlayStation back when Forrest Gump was around, you would probably be the king at it instead of ping pong.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I know a lot of dudes over there do play it, though, because I had a cousin in the Marines, and, like, a lot of those dudes would do that. I also had a friend, and, like, that's what he told me. He's like, dude, we're, like, over there, and, like, that's, like, all we do. Like, when we're just chilling, like, not smoking cigarettes and, like, doing patrols.
I mean, I wonder if they're going to do a D&D podcast, because so many people play D&D in the Army, too. I mean, that's popular right now. Why not?
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's pretty huge, because it's, you know, you need electricity for video games and stuff like that, and you don't always have that. But for books and paper, you can do that wherever you want.
Yeah. Well, no, from what I understand, they always have, like, you know, generators, backup generators, so, and then they have, like, Wi-Fi and shit like that, so, like, they're pretty set, dude.
Yeah. I read a lot of people in the Army saying, like, oh, man, like, those D&D books are, like, my prized possession when I was in the Army and blah, 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 and stuff like
that. That's crazy, dude. I would have never imagined that, like, a bunch of people in the Army are, like, into, like, D&D.
Dude, like, you find any way to entertain yourself, I guess, when you're over there, man.
I guess so. So, today's November 17th. Rockstar said that sometime in mid-November, they're supposed to be releasing the multiplayer for Red Dead. Nothing. Average shit.
Have you even come close to beating the game yet?
Hell no, man. I did a mission, and then I got caught up, like, hunting. Right now I became pretty good, man. I'm getting my deer pelts in. Right now I'm trying to go after some bison so that way I can get legendary bison and then, you know, wear the gear and then show people that, like, you know, I'm the man. I took down the legendary bison.
So why do you care about the multiplayer, man? Much to love, man.
No, dude, honestly, the multiplayer, this is the reason why I'm looking forward to it. Because, well, they will have quests, stuff like that. If they do have proximity chat, that'll be even cooler because it'll be the first game I've ever played like that. The gambling, dude, the gambling aspect is, like, what I'm so excited about.
Oh.
Yeah.
During Fallout earlier, we had proximity chat.
They do have it in the Fallout?
There was this one guy. We're just, like, a level 6. We're just in town. And we just heard, like, just like this dude talking to his, like, girlfriend or something like that. We could just hear him as he's walking around town.
You know what's funny is I was playing this morning. I was playing Black Ops, right? And so when you kill someone or you die for, like, 2 seconds, you can hear them and they can hear you. So you can say whatever you want, and they can hear you. And so, like, I had shot some guy. I completely forgot. I had shot some dude, and then I let his friend heal him up, and then I shot him up again, and I killed him. And he's like, this motherfucker. I died this morning.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this shit's, like, entertaining. I wish they had proximity in Call of Duty, because then you could, like, you know, talk shit to people while, like, you're getting shot or you're shooting, stabbing them up.
Yeah. I'm sure they want to try to avoid a quote-unquote toxic environment for a game where you run around shooting people in the face.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's another thing. So here, this brings me back to the first subject we talked about, Fallout. So they're like, all right. So that's another thing. So Red Dead, they're discussing, like, people have been discussing what are going to be, like, the repercussions if you hurt somebody, right? And, like, there's already people that have, like, talked about that. What about Fallout? Like, what's the repercussions if, like, you know, like, you're just going around, like, fucking up people's shit, or, like, you're just, like, messing with them?
I don't know too much. Them.
Like, no.
There's not,
can
like,
you,
a huge...
Can you even kill somebody else?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you even kill in a Fallout that isn't, like, an enemy?
Oh, yeah, no, you can kill whoever you want to.
Have you done it yet?
In the beta, because they were shooting us, I kind of, like, shot them back and killed them.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know. Like, they could just be pretending, and then, like, they bait you in, and then they just start shooting into you.
Yeah. I kind of, like, it has a system where if you're, you know, like, nobodies to each other, unknowns, you can shoot the person and you do reduce damage. And if they shoot you back, you enter a like, adversarial state where you do maximum damage to each other. You can kill somebody if they don't, even if they never shoot you back, you can still kill them, though.
All right.
And if you look at the map, it shows you where everybody is on the map. So if they try to run away by teleporting, you can just see where they are and go, like, find them and kill them if you want to.
Yeah, I heard traveling is, like, crazy because, like, it sucks unless you have a power suit.
Like, it's the encumbrance thing that, you know, all Podesta games have where, like, if you pick up too much stuff, you move a little bit slower and stuff like that. It's not as bad as it has been in the previous Fallout games. There's no, like, permanent walking mode.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why people are complaining. They're like, it's too realistic, and it's like, well, yeah, that's the idea. You're supposed to make your own fun, and, like,
honestly,
you're supposed to be discovering things and, like, figuring things out. Like, that's right. Like, I don't know,
to the realism thing, right? It actually kind of makes the game a little bit more enjoyable in, like, the small aspects of life. That kind of makes it feel a little bit more like a survival thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was another thing. That's what people were saying, the same thing to Red Dead.
Like, there was a moment today where I was, like, going through and looting the place, stuff like that, and there was purified water on the table just sitting there. And I was like, oh my goodness, purified water.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, why am I so excited for this? It's just water in a stupid video game. But it's just so hard to come across. And it's like, it gives you no radiation. It's just like this little, like, random thing that's so rare to find. You're kind of like, oh, this is mine. I need this.
Yeah, dude. Like, see, I like that, dude. Like, you know, you've got to do, like, these things, and then, like, the reward, it pays off later. Like, everything isn't, like, so simple. Like, a lot of people were complaining on, like, Red Dead, like, it really doesn't teach you shit. It's like, well, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, life. Like, you know, you don't know shit. Like, so you have to go out and you have to, like, figure it out. You have to experience it, fail. Then you figure it out, and then you go back, and then you're a little better next time.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing I want to mention about Fallout 76 that might throw some people off if you're jumping into it for the first time. It's a lot harder than the other Fallouts. The healing items do not come as fast as they do in like Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Like, I've run out of stim packs constantly. I'm constantly on the verge of death. Like, when I get in the big fight and stuff like that, like, because you can't pause the game to, like, go heal yourself by eating food or anything like that. So, like, the stim packs are the only thing that you can quick heal yourself with. So when you run out of those and you're in the middle of a firefight, you have to, like, figure out how to run away, find a high safe spot so you can go in your menu, eat something to get back in the fight, or, like, just get the hell out of Dodge. Or die.
Did that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's happened a couple times.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, now, like, you're like, oh, shit, like, if I'm going to get into it, I have to make sure I have all these with me. And, like, I'm good.
Yeah, and, like I said, stim packs are not easy to find. Like, I found a vendor that had them, but they were 100 caps each. And caps are not easy to find in the game. Like, I guess, like, I should be selling things more instead of breaking them down. That would probably help out. But it's just kind of like, even
I think
the guy
you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's give and take. I mean, the economy resource is a lot stricter in this game. Like I said, like everything's a lot more harder to come by in this one, which makes sense because it's like, you know, there's no civilization left and stuff like that. That's another thing, dude. People say like,
that's cool. No
story. Yeah, people say there's no story in this game, and that's true to an extent. But like, you find all these journals of like these survivors that have died and stuff like that, and you find out like the game is depressing as hell, dude.
Yeah, that's it. Dude. I mean, honestly, okay, if you watched I Am Legend, this is basically what you're experienced with, like, a handful of people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, so I don't know why people are, like, and, like, there is enemies, and then there is, like, robots, and then, like, yeah, you get your commands from, like, computers and shit like that, but it's supposed to be a completely different experience from a game that you've ever experienced.
I'm telling you, man, you should come over. Get your hands on it so you can decide if you want to buy it right now.
I've thought of it. No. Let me cut you off there, Dan. This is what I'll do. Go down to Best Buy. I'll buy it. And right before I can't return it, bam, I'll return it. And then guess what? 2 days later, I'll be back. And I'll just keep repeating the process over and over again.
Why not just like rent it from like a Redbox or something?
Because this is easier. I don't have to waste any money. I get all my money back.
Do you, if you open the game? I thought that was like the big thing. Like, you can't open the game.
Okay, those pieces of shit already opened the game. They took it home, put it on their dirty ass linoleum floor, their nasty ass socks, stained Supreme underwear. All right, and then they roll back into work and they put it back in the case, and then you buy it off the shelf, brand new, $60.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, I guess, man.
Dude, that's how I always look at it. Like, dude, like, these guys are just taking, like, the worst care. They don't care about this game. Like, they didn't pay for it. Like, oh, yeah, I guess it's all right. Like, oh, I got, like, a couple scratches, like, from my floor, but whatever. Here, $60, please.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, let me know when you get into it, though, because we'll play together, man.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, I'm holding off because they said that the multiplayer for Red Dead was going to come out. I wanted to review it and then bring it on to the show, but I don't know when that's going to happen, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and reviews, and honestly, like, it's just making me want to buy it, even though a lot of people are like, this game is, like, card-based, man, and, like, it's too realistic.
Yeah, and I think that's the main thing, is that like people were expecting another Fallout game, but it's a much harder experience. It's like some of the Fallout games had like a survival mode that has the same elements that this game has. I never played those, so I don't know exactly how they compare, but it is basically you're playing it in survival mode.
Yeah, what's so bad about that? That's the experience you're paying for.
And it's just not what people were expecting, I think. I think that's the big problem.
The only beef I have with the game, though, is just I don't want to be in a party with you and Gale, and then we're, like, progressing and, like, all right, dude, like, this is it. Like, this is, like, the final hour. Like, we, like, went all the way in. Like, make sure you're ready. All right, I'm all healed up. I'm all ready. And then I'm like, Dan.
I haven't been kicked out once since I played it today. Just it froze one time. I was out and I was back in. You know, like real quick. So it wasn't that big of a hassle.
Is the frame, do you know if the frame rate, like, is it like as bad as people are saying to like PC? Like,
the PC fan base, I know a lot of people are complaining about the frame rate because they locked it people were using it to basically run like 400 miles an hour. So they locked it so people couldn't do like weird things like that anymore. And I know a lot of people are complaining because it's locked. And people are like, my PC should be able to run this at 120 frames per second. Why do I have to play it at 60?
Oh, okay. That's okay. See, that's the argument like that they're saying, but that's not the reason I'm hearing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that. Okay. That makes sense.
Like I said, I did experience some hiccups here and there, and I think as soon as they start upgrading their servers, that'll probably go away. And, you know, it has to do with your internet connection and all that stuff, too. But overall, a pretty clean experience. I was expecting a lot worse because I also was hearing a bunch of the bad stuff that people were saying about the game and all this and that.
Yeah, I heard a lot of bad stuff, and then I looked into it on my own, and I was like, it seems pretty cool to me, other than just getting, like, logged out. But you know what? That happened a lot, too, with people's the other favorite game that people are playing, too. Call of Duty, Black Ops.
Right.
Like, that happened, like, I want to say that happened, like, off and on for, like, 2 weeks. And then even today, like, I experienced, like, lag. So that's any game you're going to play online.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. Oh, did you hear that there's another classic console that's trying to get into the market?
Please be Dreamcast. Please be Dreamcast.
Oh, man. It's a PC classic.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think that was real. That's real?
That's real. So it's a company that's gonna do like a Kickstarter or something like that for a PC classic. They want to put 30 games on there. They don't have any of them licensed yet. And like, I guess the little game's gonna be the little SD cards you kind of pop into it, like as if it was a floppy disk, which is kind of cool.
If they make it look like a floppy disk, that will be cool.
I don't want to be stuck using proprietary SD cards, but like,
No. It just looks like the ones they come really, with. Yeah.
No, but it looks like an old school little PC, like, you know, that yellow color that old PCs always had, that like yellow tan.
No, yeah, I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I just thought it was fake, so I didn't even click on it.
Yeah, it's random. People are like, what the hell's going on? It's some weird Kickstarter thing. I don't get it. They are focusing on games from the 80s and the 90s, which is kind of smart. But they don't have any games that are officially licensed. It's a Kickstarter. A lot of people are shitting all over this thing, dude.
Yeah, because you never played it on your TV. You played it on a monitor. Like, is it going to connect to your monitor or TV?
HDMI out, so, like, whatever. Oh, they also actually had RGB on the prototype model they were showing, so... Don't know why, but they did. But as far as people complain, people are saying like, oh, like, why would I pay for this? I can play these games whenever I want to. It's a PC. Oh, why are PC people getting a classic? You know, you can always play these games. Have you ever tried to play an old school game on a PC, like a modern PC?
Yeah, actually, that makes sense. Okay, fine. If you make that argument, that makes sense, because what games, like, can't you play because it can't handle, like, Windows 95 or some shit?
Exactly, like, dude. You have to jump through some freaking hoops to get old games to work on a modern PC these days, dude. That's what I think people are complaining about, that they don't understand, like, they're like, oh, you could just play, like, yeah, you can, if you want to spend time, like, jumping on forums to figure out all the little patches and fixes people did to make it work on modern systems.
The downgrade?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, it works fine. You just got to run it on the virtual system that has Windows 95 installed. And they're like, okay, how do I do that?
You got to install it into this file. Then from there, put it into this file. And then you can only open it using this, like, encryptor.
Like, oh, download this file. It emulates this DX Blaster sound card from 1995, which is required for the game to run. I'm like, why?
That's crazy, dude. It is, honestly, like you said, it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And then you think about it, and then you get to it, and you're like, fuck, I'm tired.
Basically. And it works for like a day, and then it doesn't work the next day. You're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
But 30 games, $100, same price as the PlayStation Classic, 10 games more.
Yeah, if you're hardcore PC... I mean, it would be worth the money because it would save you the headache.
And there was a lot of good games that came out on PC during that time period. I mean, Doom.
Oregon Trail. Oh, wait, Doom was on there?
It's a PC game, dude. That's where it came from, dude.
I didn't think it would be on there. What about Half-Life?
Well, they showed it in the video. Again, none of these games are licensed. They don't have any licensing currently.
They don't even know the amount that they're going to have to raise then.
They don't know what games are going to be on this thing. But in the video, they were showing the guy was playing Doom on it. He was playing Quake on it. A couple of older games like Commander Keen and stuff like that. You know, also an id game, strangely enough. But there's a lot of games that people love from that time period, that window of the 80s and the 90s for PC games, particularly like, you know, the Command and Conquer games. Yeah. I think Warcraft 2.
Oh yeah, StarCraft.
Yeah, so I mean, like, this thing could be a beast of a little classic console if they can actually get the licenses.
Yeah. There's one PC game I always wanted to play, but I never got to. Kingpin.
Never even heard of it.
You're a pimp. And you got to get your money around town. And I think it takes place in Hell's Kitchen, New York.
What?
Yeah, one of my dad's friends told me about it when I was a kid. And I was like, you're a pimp in a video game? I got to play this. I've only watched footage on YouTube of it.
Wait a second. Gail just said she heard about this game.
It's like, hey, you're like a white guy. And you're like, hey, give my woman money. Give me my money, woman.
I just want to point out, Gail grew up in the Santa Cruz Bible Belt, and she heard about this game.
Dude, I heard about it. I've never played it.
Heard of it. Yeah, same thing for her.
Same. I've never played it. I've only heard of it, and I like heard about it at a young age, and I was like, a video game based on a pimp? Like, that's crazy.
Little did you know that Atari had porno games.
Yeah, I mean, the cover was, like, the most risque thing of it. I mean, even though, like, they have the pixelated form, like, performing the act. But still, it was a terrible game.
But the PC classic, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
would be cool. That up? If it had Doom and Half-Life on it, I mean, I might have to. I mean, both those games are pretty cool, dude. Like, I haven't played Half-Life in a long time. Would you pick it up?
There's two things I would want on this thing. One, I would want the original Diablo.
I never played that.
It's so hard to run. It's so different. It's so much slower. But it's so hard to get it to run well on the current system.
What else? What are the other selling points, Dan?
LAN.
Never heard of it.
If they could set up LAN. No, I'm talking about LAN networking, man. Local access networking. If they could set it up so I can hook up two of these things and play games multiplayer with people, I'd be pretty stoked.
Or would you buy it? Would you play it if it was on there? And then we could meet up online. RuneScape.
I'd try it out, sure. I'd let you show me the ropes. But think about it. We could do Doom multiplayer, dude.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I think I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. Dude, that guy said that he was obsessed with, first it began with Doom, and then he got addicted to, like, Quake, to where, like, he, like, straight up had, like, the fastest possible internet you could get at the time, and then he had, like, the direct plug into his PC, and then he had, like, that guy was a fucking, like, Quake nut. He's like, that's why I'll never play, like, Fortnite or anything. He's like, because I straight up got addicted.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must have spent so much money just because of that one game.
He said he did. He's like, dude, I can't even fucking. He's like, look at all these colors. Like, he's like, dude, I shouldn't even look at this anymore.
He's got like the 12-step process.
Yeah, dude. Like, apparently, like, he's like, he doesn't really play video games because he'll get addicted.
Yeah, no, I mean, people do get addicted. It is considered an addiction now.
I guess. It's also a sport.
It's also a sport, yeah.
But it already was for a minute for, like, what is it, StarCraft over in Korea?
Yeah. And in Street Fighter in Japan, stuff like that. They always had tournaments over there.
Yeah, hey, who are the top guys right now in Street Fighter that are playing?
I don't know right now.
Is that Jeff's thing?
That's Jeff's thing.
Damn.
I enjoy watching the lineups and watching the fights and stuff like that, especially like the final tournament, but I can't keep track of all that stuff, man. That's why I can't get into sports. I can't keep track of all these like stats and who's doing this and who's doing what and playing games every day.
Yeah, I just remember that dude, Lupe Fiasco, he beat out that one dude who's at the top of Street Fighter. I can't remember his name.
Are you talking about like the Beast, Daigoro Umehara?
Yeah.
And he, he hasn't been at the top for a while. He's kind of like mid-tier now, but he's like one of the most iconic ones, yeah.
Yeah, he's the more known one, but yeah, for a minute he was holding the crown, and then Lupe Fiasco quit rap and then just tore him up.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that. I didn't see the match though. Like, was he using, what character was he using, stuff like that? Was he messing with the guy, or like how serious was he taking it?
I think he was using Akuma.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So people who use Akuma are like really good.
Actually,
no, you don't think so? I think they are, dude, because I think that's like the toughest character to use.
I mean, Chun-Li and like Guile have always been kind of top tier. In Street Fighter 4, like Yuen was like a beast. Akuma's like up there, right? You know, it's kind of like it's like Smash Bros. It's like there's like 10 characters, five to 10 characters are just kind of like everybody uses them.
Yeah. So this is off the subject, unless you have anything else to say about Street Fighter.
Nah.
Okay. So I looked, I don't own a Switch. Okay, there's no selling point yet for me because, like we were talking about last week, you know, they always do these like Switch, like 0.5 or like 2.5, right? So I was like, okay, let me see what the big deal is with Pikachu Go or Pikachu Let's Go and Eevee Let's Go.
Right.
So the information I've gathered is that they are Pokemon games. You're given that character at the beginning. There are no random encounters.
Nope.
You can't enter a gym under level and then, you know, just get your ass handed to you. They've made the game a lot easier, so you get out of, like, when you go in the cave, like, they've made it, like, a lot easier, so there's no random, like, challenges. And then if you're going to catch a Pokemon, you know, you don't have to, like, roam around one field for hours catching, like, Zubats and, like, whatever those things are that use Harden on you, right? There's no, like, centipedes. So now you just see it, and you're like, oh, that's the Pokemon I've been looking for. Let me go catch it. Oh, you don't battle it either to weaken it. You just throw the ball at it. So they dumbed this thing down. They said that the other actual Pokemon game that Game Freak said is supposed to be a Pokemon like game before a console is going to come out later. So these are like more kid-friendly games?
Yeah, they're kid-friendly games, kind of get kids into the franchise. Make it accessible and stuff like that. And
I played it when it was hard as shit.
Kids don't got attention spans like we used to, man. They got cell phones now.
Dude, we didn't even have the internet. You had to like meet kids and like talk like tips with kids and like, no, man. So like, if you go here and like, did you play it?
If you press down and B when you throw the Pokeball, it'll increase your chance of catching it.
Dude, yes, man. Those were the days. I had to go outside. That's how I met like one of my like longtime friends. And I was like, I can't get out of this fucking cave. You ought to get out of here. And he's like, oh, yeah, here. And then he got me out of the cave, and then we became friends.
That cave is so infamous, dude.
Yes. But, yeah, so what are your thoughts on that, Dan?
It's basically like a remake of Pokemon Yellow. So I kind of don't care. Like they're not taking Pokemon Yellow away from me if I want to go back and play the original Pokemon Yellow. You know, this is something they're doing for younger kids. You know, just trying to milk that cash cow.
Yeah.
And if people want to buy it, fine. But if they don't want to buy it, like they don't have to. They can go play other Pokemon games to get their fix.
Talking about the cash cow, so you know how you catch the Pokemon in Pokemon, whatever, Pikachu Let's Go, right?
Yeah.
And you swipe it like the Pokemon Go? Well, I guess Nintendo will be releasing alongside for this holiday season, parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A Pokeball controller, so you can use it like you're catching it.
Yeah, you can throw it, or you don't actually want to throw. You just kind of want to flick it with your hand with it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dude, are you serious? Like, just come out with the console version. Everybody wants that.
Hey, man, they're jumping to like a full, somewhat HD console. They need that money to support the development costs, man. They're not playing around with little handhelds anymore, dude. They need to give you that console experience. They need to give you that day one patch.
That's what some bullshit, dude. Like, Nintendo has all these like really good RPGs, right? But what do? They just put them on the handheld, which is fine. Like, I've played like so many, but it's like I want to play a full on 3D rendered on my screen, like high resolution graphics. Like, I want to play that with like a Nintendo game. I shouldn't have to be forced to go to like, oh, PlayStation makes this game and like they're gonna make it for the console, like not just the Vita.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's fine. Like, it took this long for them and Game Freak to develop a console version.
Yeah, it's true. And it's probably because Nintendo's like, yeah, we're not doing another handheld for a long time, so.
Yeah, like, I mean,
like, damn it. All right, fine. We'll do it. We'll switch.
Dude, the game that I really liked for the Wii U is, and I still haven't beat it, dude. I didn't even get a scale. Is Xenoblade.
Oh.
Xenoblade X. Dude, that game was so tight. Like, you had to do a shitload of grinding. You had to, like, work for, like, if you wanted, like, a scale suit, which looks like a robot suit, you had to do a lot of work, dude.
So, I mean, you picked up a 3DS, so you play a sequel, right?
No, dude, so the sequel does not connect to that one. It only connects from Xenoblade 1 to Xenoblade 2. So Xenogears, Xenoblade X is something completely different.
Oh, okay.
So those other two stories are in the same universe, but you have that game in the middle that's something completely else. It's something else.
Alright, man. Should we answer the question of the week?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Let me pull it up. We did get a response on the Twitterverse. Let me pull that up real quick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, from longtime fan and listener of the podcast, Bill from the Future Flicks podcast. Go check out his podcast if you want to know what's coming out in the movie theaters this week and what you should be interested in according to his Bill score.
I'll check it out.
Future Flicks podcast. It's a weekly podcast, but he did write in with his own response to our question. Our question was, oh, one more thing I actually want to point out. Actually, just reminded myself. So FeedSpot, let me pull this up, make sure I get it right. FeedSpot, they released their top 40 gaming podcasts, like a little post, top 40 gaming podcasts. This is a blog.feedspot.com/gaming_podcasts/. We made that list.
What? How?
We made their top 40 gaming podcast list. Yeah, and these are like, you know, had stuff like One Shot podcast. It wasn't just video games. It was gaming in general. So like, you know, D&D game podcast, stuff like that. So a pretty broad genre of video gaming. And some really popular ones were on there. And somehow we made that list.
Oh, shit. All right. Can you repeat that? So what list did we make? I got to hear it because I couldn't believe it. I can't believe this. This is crazy.
We made the FeedSpot Top 40 Gaming Podcast List.
Nice.
What number are we?
They were not numbered.
Okay.
You do have to scroll down a fair bit to find us, but we are on there. They don't describe us or anything. It's literally just like here's our top 40 gaming podcasts. Like, you can, here's their bio, or whatever. You can click on them to go listen to them. That's all it is. It's not like a review of each of them or anything like that. But it is cool that we made like a list like this, man. Like, that's people crazy out there listening to us, you know? And considering, yeah, well, like, we haven't done anything for like 2 or 3 months.
Well, these people need to get involved. They need to start adding us, and we'll start going live, taking their questions. I'll buy a burner phone because I don't want any of these people, you know, blowing up my phone.
No, that's what the beauty of like the internet is, dude. Your burner phone is your internet connection.
So these people need to, you know, we'll start going live. They need to start adding us. Let us know that you're a fan. Yeah.
Yeah, hit up that Twitter, man, and that Facebook. Get it done.
Yeah, you can add Dan at...
Oh, dude, I run the Uncore Gamers, dude. At Uncore Gamers, dude. That's pretty much my main Twitter.
Uncore Gamers on what platforms?
Twitter, dude. Twitter and Facebook.
There you go. Uncore Gamers.
All right, the question of the week, though, dude. What mini console do you want next, and with which 10 games? So Billion wrote in. He wrote in with his answer. Here it is. Easy peasy. Dreamcast with Skies of Arcadia. Power Stone. Shenmue 1 and 2. Phantasy Star Online. Grandia 2.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Taxi. Sword of the Berserk Guts Rage. Which, that one, actually, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Other I didn't know that. About
that game. I played that game like once, and I was like, oh, this game's pretty fun. And then, like, never heard of it until recently, like the last year or two. But it list continues with Marvel vs. Capcom and Sonic Adventure. What do you think? You think you'd buy that Dreamcast console?
Let's see one game. All right. Jet Set Grind Radio.
Oh.
But what would be dope is if it had the, I guess they messed up somewhere in that game and they re-released it for Japan, so they came out with De La Jet Set Grind Radio. Or Jet Grind Radio. Sorry, because Jet Set Grind Radio was the second one on Xbox. But yeah, De La Jet Radio.
Yeah, obviously this is just his top 10.
But that's pretty good.
That's a good console right there.
Yeah, there's no, like, I wouldn't say no. I mean, if I'm buying the PlayStation Classic and it's got, like, you know, 5 games that I'm going to play on it.
Yeah, true. That's the power. I mean, like, honestly, like, one of those games, Phantasy Star Online.
That was sick, dude.
The only reason I kind of want to pick up a Switch, like, the main reason why, like, the first, like, thought process of why I might want pick up a Switch is I thought to myself, could this emulate GameCube? Could I play Phantasy Star Online for the GameCube?
But if they made a mini GameCube and then they came with a little, you know, maybe like a little mini disc in there, it just stays in there, though. It just stays there. It doesn't, like, you don't take it out. So it's a mini disc.
Yeah. It would be the tiniest of the mini consoles. The GameCube was already like the smallest console ever made.
Do you ever hear that thing run?
A little bit.
When it would start up, it would be loud, and then it would calm down.
Yeah, that's true. That thing would, like, be the keychain console.
But I know people that bought that console just to play Wind Waker.
Yeah, that's true. You want to hear Gale's mini console?
Yes. It's a PC, isn't it?
It is PC. She doesn't have headphones on right now, so she won't be able to hear your responses, but go ahead, Gail.
Alright, so, yes, I want the PC mini console. And my top 10 games are, in no particular order, Myst, Tyrion, Age of Empires, Commander Keen 1, Monkey Island 1, which is a secret of Monkey Island, Rogue, Jazz Jackrabbit, Diablo 1, King's Quest 1, SimCity 1, the version with the pink Godzilla. Oh, wait. No, I actually got one extra on here.
All right, that's fine, though.
And Oregon Trail.
And the Oregon Trail, of course.
And then the joke game, which is not really a game, is MS Paint.
Hey, I still play with that, dude. Me and one of my friends.
He said he still plays with it. Yeah.
Dude, one of my friends, dude, this kid was like, he was so broke and like, man, that would be the only entertainment he had because this shit did not connect to the internet. So he would draw, like, really good pictures on MS Paint. And then I learned from him, and I got good at it, and I still draw on MS Paint.
Yeah, and, like, that's what I'm saying, dude. This PC mini console, like, that was her top 10 games, and those are, like, classics that everybody still talks about. And she didn't even mention Doom and Half-Life and, like, StarCraft and Warcraft and all those games.
No, because I've never played those.
I do love MS Paint Forever. I'm not even being funny, dude. Like, I seriously, I learned how to do a lot of shit, like, with MS Paint.
I mean, I still use the more modern version of MS Paint to do the thumbnails and everything for the podcast.
Yeah, all the podcast art is MS Paint art, yeah.
See, there you go. You don't need to have some fancy program. You learn from the bottom up, okay? You know, don't just jump to an NPC. Use Fruity Loops first. Use Audacity first.
Exactly, dude. All right, I'll go next. I think mine is also not a big surprise to people. And this is actually kind of like a personal vendetta on mine, dude. The Sega CD Mini.
Because yes!
I'm tired of people saying this thing didn't have games. So I'm going to go 10 games right here that if you never played these games, you missed out, man. You missed out. So obviously, Lunar the Silver Star. No surprise there. Snatcher.
Yes.
By Hideo Kojima. Right there. Eternal Champions. A crazy fighting game with like over 30 plus characters on the Sega CD, man. Half of them were like secret codes. You could play as a monkey fighting a chicken.
Oh, that's right. You could play as like crazy shit.
Yeah. If you put in all the codes. And there was a lot of codes. There were a lot of hidden characters in that game. BC Racers. Man, caveman racing game. We get to punch people left and right. What's not to like about that? Night Trap. I never played it, but you kind of have to, man. It's the Sega CD Mini. You got to put Night Trap on there. It's so iconic to the console. Pop Full Mail. So good. So ridiculous.
Never
so
fun.
I have played it. I've never beaten it. I've only gotten to play it like here and there. But I've enjoyed every moment of it. The music, the voice acting, working designs. Oh, man. Working designs own that system. Shining Force CD. It is the GameCube ones and stuff like that, but it's still a pretty solid strategy RPG on the Sega CD, man. Silphid. For people that want the little space combat stuff, Silphid is a classic. You can't go wrong with that. Sonic CD, because of course, why wouldn't you put like the best Sonic game on the console that came out on? Right? And the last game, personal favorite of mine from the time period, Mickey Mania. Did you ever play Mickey Mania, dude?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I actually, dude, I liked a lot of those Mickey games from back in that day.
Oh, yeah, dude. They were fun, dude. I don't know why that didn't keep happening.
They were a lot of fun, dude. Like, I played, like, what was the other one? Like, something of Illusions. And like,
oh, yeah, Castle of Illusions, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I used to play that, like, all the time, and then like I play like Adam's Family.
Oh, yeah. Adam's Family, that's right. That was good, dude, too.
That one is hard, dude. I like it's creepy. Like the characters are like weird looking. I don't know. I still like it. I don't know.
All right, man. What is your list?
Well, I was gonna go Dreamcast, right? Which that would be super sick. And if the mini Dreamcast did come out, I need to hear that loud ass sound that it makes while it's loading up a game. So if I pick Shenmue, I better think that it's about to break down. Okay, like working to like its full potential.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's not doing that, what I do want, and I've never owned one, it would be an Xbox, and it would probably be an Xbox Classic. They have Halo, and it'd have 4 slots, so that way I can play with, like, 4 people, like I said. And we could just, I don't care if they charge $100 and it just has Halo on it. Then me and all my friends, and then we could all do LAN parties, as long as there's a connection. And then, you know, so we can connect other ones, and then we just do a big-ass LAN party.
You don't have any other games? You're like, oh, no, I'm just done with Halo. That's it.
Oh, okay, fine. And it can come with that GT Racer with on the, and then you turn the case over, and then it's Jet Set Radio Future, and then we're good to go. Or maybe a Midnight Club.
You don't want that, like that. What was it? It was like Mario Party, but it was all like techno, futuristic one.
What are you talking about? Wait, was it a board game like that?
No, it wasn't a board game. It was like just mini games. Fusion Frenzy.
I never played it.
Oh, it was like on the demo disc of like Halo, dude. It was like the Halo demo.
Dude, you know what, dude? Like, fuck, dude. I never, like, I didn't have a PlayStation. My cousins would. And I'd play the shit out of all those demos that come with the magazines. And then I'd find, like, the hidden demos that nobody knew were on the disc.
I still remember the most infamous demo that I got my hands on and got to play. It was for some random RPG. I don't even remember what the RPG was. But it was, it became, everybody was talking about it because it was the first RPG with an animated butt shot of a female character.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that too.
It was in the demo. You could get to it in the demo.
Yeah. There was also some other one where it was like a misogynistic, like, space captain who was, basically, he was the equivalent to, on Futurama, what's the guy that's always after Leela?
Oh, Zach Bannigan or Ross?
Yeah, like he was the equivalent to that guy, like in every shape and form. And I remember, like, it was a demo, but I don't think it ever came out because I think it was like too misogynistic. Like there used to be, I don't know, man. I used to play that, and then what was? Damn it! Oh man, I don't know. I played too many demos on there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you did back then. You didn't have money to be buying all these games. You just kind of, like, play the demo. Some of the demos were, like party games. Or, like, you just play that demo, and you were good.
Yeah, or what I'd do is I'd go down to Kmart, go to the magazine section. Like, oh, look at these magazines real quick. And then I'd go to Tips and Tricks, and I'd be like, yeah. I'd go, like, find the game in the back, like, you know, alphabetical order, how they have, like, the game sheets for the games. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah, I just rented this game. Let me get these cheats for Clay Fighter.
You feel like having a little notepad writing them down real quick?
No, I'd tear them out if I didn't have the notepad. I'd feel hella bad. I'm like, fuck, some kid's gonna buy it that just rented Clay Fighter, and he's gonna be pissed.
You're a monster, man.
I know, man. There was no internet.
So he wrote things down, dude, like when I had to seal an access code for Diablo 2.
Oh my god, dude, I forgot I did that too.
Because I had the expansion, but I didn't have the base game. But I didn't need the base game. I just needed the code.
I did. That's hella funny, dude. I did the same thing because I didn't know the difference yet.
Oh. What's our new question for the week?
I don't know. Have you ever asked this one? Your favorite controller?
No, I don't think we have.
Okay, what is your favorite controller of all gaming time? And why, maybe?
It's going to be worded, and why, maybe.
I don't know. I just threw that on there.
That's the question of the week. What is your favorite controller of all gaming time, and why? Remember, you can give us your answers through the Uncore Gamers Facebook page or on Twitter. To the Uncore Gamers Twitter at Uncore Gamers. You can always hit up Adam at
Inzu, and that's with a U, not two O's, and then a underscore. Get more involved in the show. Hit me up. Let me know if you want to ask a question. If you want to ask a question, ask me in my direct messages. Let us know if you want me to go live, and then you can ask directly while we're filming the podcast.
And that's everything for this week. We'll see you guys next week with hopefully more news, and maybe Adam will have his own impressions of Fallout 76. Who knows?
Maybe GameStop, look out.
Bye.